Hey, you guys, welcome to my first official podcast episode, One Love. I'm so excited to invite y'all into my weird, awkward life. I will say this every episode I do. This is a safe space for anyone and everyone. Criticism is appreciated and encouraged, okay? This is a safe space. No one is going to get harassed or anything while you're here with me. This is all love. This is one love, okay? Yes. So with that being said, my first episode is Marta. And if you live in Atlanta, if you know anything about Atlanta, you know Marta. Marta. Oh, God, yes. I had a lot of experiences. I haven't had bad experiences. They're all been, like, weird and awkward experiences with Marta. I don't know. Weird people love to interact with me. I think I bring on that, hey, come on, just sit by me and say weird stuff to me. I think I have that kind of vibe, I guess. I don't know. All kind of stories, all kind of things that happened to me. I am from Toccoa, Georgia. Small town. We didn't have a transportation system. You either had your feet, your car. They had we had cabs. Yeah. The cabs are here. Sorry, it's very random. But we did not have a public transportation like Atlanta does. MARTA, yes, the Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. I think I am correct when I say that. MARTA has been a godsend for me. I do not have a car right at this very moment, so I do take MARTA. And MARTA is MARTA. This is gonna sound real racist, and I don't want to come off as that at all. I really don't. But I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. The only time I see a lot of non-color people, I'm gonna say white people, is when Atlanta United has a game or whatever's going on. So when I'm waiting on a train, I just see like a whole, like the train is just full of white people. I'm just like, oh, Atlanta United has a game. That has to be the only reason why these people are on this train right now. And I'm trying to get to work or home. Like, I have a lot of experiences. They're weird and it's funny. And here's one. A few months ago, my boyfriend, he would always tell me, this is when I started doing MARTA, started getting my feet wet with MARTA. He would say, Jasmine, you're shy. You're quiet. Don't talk to any strangers. And I'm thinking, why is he talking to me like I'm one of his kids? Man, I hated that. I hated that. Like, I know I'm from a small town. It's not like I approach people, you know what I'm saying? They come to me. Weird people come to me. I do not go to nobody. I stay in my own lane. I'm quiet. I put my headphones on when I'm on a train and a bus. For one, I'm bored. For two, I love music. And three, I don't want nobody talking to me. But you would think that if somebody has headphones on or earphones in their freaking ear, that, oh, you know what? I'm not gonna say nothing. She probably's not gonna hear me. But no, people will still talk to you. We'll still try to make conversation. And I try to respect people. That's how I'm raised. You know, give respect, receive respect. So I don't spark up a conversation, but if they spark a conversation with me, I'm not going to be like, you know what, I don't want to talk to you, shut up. No, ew, don't touch me, you're a bum, ew, you know? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to engage in the conversation. You know, I'm not going to be rude. So, with that being said, he gave me like this rundown of Marta and the don't talk to strangers. And in my head, the whole time, I'm like, you know, the Charlie Brown episodes where you don't hear a grown-up. Like, you don't understand what they're saying. Like the teacher or whatever. You just hear that, wah, wah, wah. Dead ass, that's all I heard. Wah, 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 Marta, wah, 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 strangers. Like, that's all I heard. So, I'm on my way home from school, and I'm with a girl from school I met in school. We go, we're having to go to Five Points, get off at Five Points, or whatever we were doing. It was really busy that day. I remember like it was yesterday, it was really busy. Like, freaking busy. I don't know why there's so many people. But she was wanting to go to lunch. And she was paying for it. So I was like, okay. I'm going with her. And there's a lot of people when we get off the train. And for some crazy moment, we split up. Like, I lost her, or she lost me. I probably the one that got lost. And I'm like, what the heck? My phone is almost about to die. I'm like, oh crap. So, I go up the escalator, and out of the Five Points, out of the train station, I'm standing like right in front of the train station. And so I'm like texting her. No text. Like, when I'm in a hurry or anything and I text you, I can't wait on a reply. Like, it felt like 50 minutes before she replied. But I sent, where are you? And she's like, oh, I'm at Chick-fil-A, the CNN building. I'm like, okay. She said, and she calls me and she's like, yeah, I'm at the CNN building. Do you know where that is? I said, no, but, you know, thank God for technology, Google Maps. I'll Google where that is. She said, okay, I'll meet you there. I said, okay. So, I Google it. It said like 0.something miles away. Not far at all. The thing is, I'm not that good with directions. So, like, it told me to do a couple lefts. And tells me to do a couple rights. And it's like you going straight. And then, wha-bam, you're there. And for some reason, yeah, I was not there. I don't know where I was. But it was not the CNN building. So I'm like, oh my God, help me. So, going back to what my boyfriend told me. Jasmine, do not talk to strangers. But the thing is, all I'm gonna do is ask for directions. How crazy could anything go? Well, ladies and gents and aliens, if you're out there listening, this is how crazy it can go. So, there's a group of men talking amongst each other. They don't look harmful. They look harmless. So, I say, hi, excuse me, my professional voice. I say, hi, excuse me. Do any of you know how to get to the CNN building? I'm a little lost. And remember like it was yesterday. There's a guy in jeans, white shoes, black shirt, bald head. Could have been like late 50s, no lie. Probably around my father's age. He said, "Oh, I know where it is." And he tells me very direct directions, like better than Google Maps. I said, "Okay, yeah, I can find it from here." Yeah. Very direct. He's like, "Oh, no. You're a young lady. I'll walk you there." And I proceed to say, "No, I'm good." And he's like, "No, I'll walk you there." So, as he walking me there, he's making conversation. Like I said, I was raised right, raised with respect. You want respect, you give respect. He wasn't doing anything crazy, just asking questions and everything. But then this is when it starts getting weird, like Lifetime movie weird. We're walking. And he's like, "I could kiss you right now." In my head, I was like, "Did this fool just say he could kiss me?" Like, no, my guy. No, I'm good, my guy. And I said, "Oh, I have a boyfriend." And he was like, "Oh, for real?" I said, "Yeah, I have a boyfriend. We're madly in love." He did not care. Because that whole time where he was showing me where this freaking CNN building was, he was stopping random people and saying, "Oh, do we look like a good couple?" And these freaking people was like, yeah, y'all look great. Y'all look cute together. And there's this one lady. Like, I remember her, and I remember her face. And if I ever see her again, she's getting a water balloon to the face. I promise to God. She says, "Oh, y'all look so pretty. Y'all could get married." And I said, "Oh, no. Oh, no, my guy. No. He's like, could be my grandfather. Like, yeah, no." And, like, I don't know how nobody could see the look of worry or concern on my face. But the way I was looking at that lady, I was looking like, "Bitch, if you don't help me." Like, what makes you think that I wanted to be with this man? Like, I don't know him. Like, my mannerisms are loud right now. And then he was trying to kiss me on the face. And I was like, "Hey, man, no. I'm good, my guy." And I kept telling him, reminding him, "I have a boyfriend." The B. Simone voice. "I have a boyfriend. So why are you steady trying to get with me?" And like, so we made it to the CNN building. And I said, "Thank you, sir, for showing me where it is." And he proceeds to walk in with me. And I said, "No, I'm good." And he said, "I know you're good, but you can be better with me." And I was like, "Nah, man, like, I'm good. Like, you don't need to follow me anymore. We're here at the CNN building." And he must have known, like, the valet person or whoever the guy was. He was heaven sent as well. And he was chatting it up with him. And he was telling him, "Oh, this is my new girlfriend." And I was like, "Dude, I have a boyfriend. I just met you, like, literally 10 minutes ago, my guy." I was getting upset. And the guy was like, "You know him?" I was like, "No, he showed me how to get here." And that guy was like, "Hey, man, you know, you got it here. It's good. Just leave her alone." And he was like, "No, that's my girlfriend. We're going to get married." And I was like, "What?" And the guy was like, he had to get very forceful with him. And he's like, "Hey, man, I know you. You cool. But you're going to have to pipe down or I'm going to have to call the law." And that man, when he heard the word law, he was like, oh, okay. And it's just, oh God, it's just crazy. Like, why I did not, I was not dressed any kind of way. Like, I had on all black scrubs, and they were like baggy because they were too big. Losing weight, they were too big. My hair, I think it had like a little tiny afro. No makeup, like, I was not looking my best, you know. But he was stuck on something. I don't know if it was the vibe I was giving off. I don't know if I was being nice to him when I was the first woman nice to him. I don't know, but I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I don't know, it was just kind of creepy and crazy, and God, like, it was so crazy. And when I told my boyfriend, he was like, "So you trying to tell me you almost got kidnapped?" I said, "No, I don't think I almost got kidnapped, you know, but thank God it didn't, but it could have went a totally different way, and I thank God, like, every day that it did not." But yeah, that was the first of many MARTA experiences I had. Second one was on my way to work, on my way to Target, and I was sitting on the train, and I was on my way to Target. I think we just passed Five Points train station on our way to Peachtree. I'm sitting there, and you know how you can feel somebody staring at you? That's how I felt. That's what I felt. And I looked up, and there's like this man piercing. Like, I felt like he was piercing through my soul. And, you know, I was probably tired, because any other day, I just would have ignored it, turned my music up a little louder. So. But that day, I said, "Hi, is there something wrong?" And he said, "Oh no, I just wanted to look at you. What's your name?" And I said, "Jasmine?" Like, with a question mark. Like, I didn't know my own name. Like, it could be Carl. Like, but I said, "Jasmine." He's like, "Oh, that's pretty. That's pretty." I said, "Yeah, okay." And he just kept staring at me. And he finally was at his stop. And I said, "Thank God." And he said, "When can I see you again?" And I was thinking, what are you talking about? When can you see me again? I don't know. You got, like, this was a date. Like, so fuck? I said, "I have a boyfriend." And he said, "It's okay. I've been a side piece before. I can be a side piece again." I said, "Sir, I'm good. I just need one man to get on my nerves, okay?" So it's like, "I'm good." And he's like, "You sure? You sure? Is he taking care of you?" I said, "I'm good, man." Like, here's the question, and this is totally not MARTA related at all, but here is the question I have for these Atlanta men. And again, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but when a lady says no, or "I'm good," or "No, thank you," why do you want to keep pressing it on? Like, what do y'all hear? Like, when I say no, do y'all hear maybe? Like, like, for real. When I get in a stern voice, here's the thing. If I'm calling you my guy, like, if I'm saying, like, "Yo, my guy," like, "Nah, man," what makes you think you should proceed? I don't want you. And when I say I have a boyfriend, I'm not lying. And if I am, who gives a shit? I don't want you. Like, Jesus. And the thing is, he was not... I don't even care if he was my type, but he wasn't. Both men were not my type. But if he was, I don't want you to stare at me. Because I'm pretty sure I had on like this bushy ass, long black ass wig that you can't brush out anymore. Because I felt like I looked like a freaking, was a demon from the realms of hell. Like, that's... So I probably wasn't having a good morning. And you stared at me, did not make it better. It was not a compliment to me. It was a damn, that wig, bushy as hell. That's how I felt. So I was just, oh my God. It was so awkward. And I was like, this can't go on. This is so weird and crazy. And the people that I've gotten is more Marta stories, but I don't have a lot of time. I will probably more than likely do a part two. But Jesus Christ, they've all been way older than me. I'm 26. They've all been probably late 40s, early 50s, late 50s men hitting on me, and I'm just like, dang, like, call, I can't get no man my age to hit on me. How about a lady? I don't how about any body other than a weird man? Like, they were both weird, and I really, in my head, I was thinking, I don't want my family to be on freaking Today Show talking about bringing my daughter back. Like, that's just, it was crazy. It was so crazy. Like, it was crazy. I can't, I don't have words to say because it was so crazy. And Marta, you will meet some of the weirdest people, both in a good and bad way. I met some very artistic, some very talented people on Marta. If the transit is like an hour or an hour and a half, I've met some very great people. Very funny. I met funny people as well. And I have more stories. There will probably be a part two and a part three to like my Marta adventures. But for tonight, that's it. Jesus. To those two men, if you ever hear this podcast, I hope you find what you're looking for. And to everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and aliens, again, if you're out there and if you hear this podcast, stay blessed. This is a safe place. Please, your constructive criticism, please, if you have them, tell me. I would love to hear. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear topics that you want me to talk about, because this is about my life, but it can also be about different topics that I love to talk about and that you want me to hear, or that you want to hear me talk about. Because I have all kinds of stories from my relationship. Oh, yeah. To my work to Target. I have everything that you want to hear. Trust me. It's my life. It gets weirder and crazier and funnier. So, stay tuned, brothers and sisters. And again, this is a safe space. And I'm going to leave y'all with one love. And I pray y'all have a good night. And I pray y'all have a good night's sleep. And bless all of you. Bless all of my listeners. And that's it for tonight. One love. Y'all have a good night. Bye. I love you. Hey, you guys. Welcome to my first official podcast episode, One Love. I'm so excited to invite y'all into my weird, awkward life. I will say this every episode I do. This is a safe space for anyone and everyone. Criticism is appreciated and encouraged, okay? This is a safe space. No one is going to get harassed or anything while you're here with me. This is all love. This is one love, okay? Yes. So with that being said, my first episode is MARTA. And if you live in Atlanta, if you know anything about Atlanta, you know MARTA. MARTA. Oh God, yes. I had a lot of experiences. I haven't had bad experiences. They're all been like weird and awkward experiences with MARTA. I don't know, weird people love to interact with me. I think I bring on that, hey, come on, just sit by me and say weird stuff to me. I think I have that kind of vibe, I guess. I don't know. all kind of stories, all kind of things that happened to me. I am from Toccoa, Georgia. Small town. We didn't have a transportation system. You either had your feet, your car. They had we had cabs. Yeah. The cabs are here. Sorry, it's very random. But we did not have a public transportation like Atlanta does. MARTA, yes. The Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. I think I am correct when I say that. MARTA has been a godsend for me. I do not have a car right at this very moment. So I do take MARTA. And MARTA is MARTA. This is going to sound real racist. And I don't want to come off as that at all. I really don't. But I'm going to tell y'all the truth. The only time I see a lot of non-color people, I'm going to say white people, is when Atlanta United has a game or whatever's going on. So when I'm waiting on the train, I just see like a whole, like the train is just full of white people. I'm just like, oh. Atlanta United has a game. That has to be the only reason why these people are on this train right now. And I'm trying to get to work or home. Like, but I have a lot of experiences. They're weird and it's funny. And here's one. A few months ago, my boyfriend, he would always tell me. This is when I started doing MARTA, started getting my feet wet with MARTA. He would say, Jasmine, you're shy, you're quiet. Don't talk to any strangers. And I'm thinking, why is he talking to me like I'm one of his kids, man? I hated that. I hated that. Like, I know I'm from a small town. It's not like I approach people, you know what I'm saying? They come to me. Weird people come to me. I do not go to nobody. I stay in my own lane. I'm quiet. I put my headphones on when I'm on a train and a bus. For one, I'm bored. For two, I love music. And three, I don't want nobody talking to me. But you would think that if somebody has headphones on or earphones in their freaking ear, that, oh, you know what, I'm not gonna say nothing. She probably's not gonna hear me. But no, people will still talk to you. We'll still try to make conversation. And I try to respect people. That's how I'm raised. You know, give respect, receive respect. So I don't spark up a conversation, but if they spark a conversation with me, I'm not going to be like, you know what, I don't want to talk to you, shut up, no, ew, don't touch me, you're a bum, ew, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to engage in the conversation, you know, I'm not going to be rude. So, with that being said, he gave me like this rundown of MARTA and the don't talk to strangers, and in my head the whole time I'm like, you know, the Charlie Brown episodes where you don't hear a grown-up, like you don't understand what they're saying, like the teacher or whatever, you just hear that wah wah wah. Dead ass, that's all I heard. Womp, 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 MARTA, womp, 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 strangers, like, I'm on my way home from school, and, I'm with a girl from school I met in school. We go, we're having to go to 5 points, get off at 5 points, or whatever we were doing. It was really busy that day. I remember like it was yesterday. It was really busy, like freaking busy. I don't know why there's so many people, but she was wanting to go to lunch, and she was paying for it, so I was like, okay. So we're going. So I'm going with her, and there's a lot of people when we get off the train, and for some crazy moment, we split up. Like, I lost her, or she lost me. I probably the one that got lost. And I'm like, what the heck? My phone is almost about to die. I'm like, oh, crap. So, I go up the escalator and out of the 5 points, out of the train station. I'm standing like right in front of the train station. And so I'm like texting her, no text. Like when I'm in a hurry or anything and I text you, I can't wait on a reply. Like it felt like 50 minutes before she replied. But I sent, where are you? And she's like, oh, I'm at Chick-fil-A, the CNN building. I'm like, okay. She said, and she calls me. And she's like, yeah, I'm at the CNN building. Do you know where that is? I said, no, but, you know, thank God for technology. Google Maps. I'll Google where that is. She said, okay, I'm the chief there. I said, okay. So I Google it. It said like 0.something miles away. Not far at all. The thing is, I'm not that good with directions. So like, it told me to do a couple lefts, and it tells me to do a couple rights, and it's like you going straight, and then bam, you're there. And for some reason, yeah, I was not there. I don't know where I was, but it was not the CNN building. So I'm like, oh my God, help me. So going back to what my boyfriend told me, Jasmine, do not talk to strangers. But the thing is, all I'm going to do is ask for directions. How crazy could anything go? Well, ladies and gents, and aliens, if you're out there listening, this is how crazy it can go. So, there's a group of men talking amongst each other. They don't look harmful. They look harmless. So, I say, hi, excuse me, my professional voice. I say, hi, excuse me, do any of you know how to get to the CNN building? I'm a little lost. And I remember, like, it was yesterday, there was a guy in jeans, white shoes, black shirt, bald head. Could have been, like, late 50s, no lie. Probably around my father's age. He said, oh, I know where it is. And he tells me very direct directions, like, better than Google Maps. I'm saying, okay, yeah, I can find it. I can find it from there, yeah. Very direct. He's like, oh, no, you're a young lady, I'll walk you there. And I proceed to say, no, I'm good. And he's like, no, I'll walk you there. So, as he's walking me there, he's making conversation. Like I said, I was raised right, raised with respect. You want respect, you give respect. He wasn't doing anything crazy, just asking questions and everything. But then this is when it starts getting weird, like Lifetime movie weird. We're walking and he's like, I could kiss you right now. Like, in my head, I was like, did this fool just say he could kiss me? Like, no, my guy. No, I'm good, my guy. And I said, oh, I have a boyfriend. And he was like, oh, for real? I said, yeah, I have a boyfriend. We're madly in love. He did not care. Because I had a whole time where he was showing me where this freaking CNN building was. He was stopping random people and saying, oh, do we look like a good couple? And these freaking people was like, yeah, y'all look great. Y'all look cute together. And there's this one lady. Like, I remember her, and I remember her face. And if I ever see her again, she's getting a water balloon to the face. I promise to God. She says, oh, y'all look so pretty. Y'all could get married. And I said, oh, no, my guy, no. He's like, could be my grandfather. Like, yeah, no. And, like, I don't know how nobody could see the look of worry or concern on my face. But the way I was looking at that lady, I was looking like, bitch, if you don't help me. Like, what makes you think that I wanted to be with this man? Like, I don't know him. Like, my mannerisms are loud right now. And then he was trying to kiss me on the face. And I was like, hey, man, no. I'm good, my guy. And I kept telling him, reminding him, I have a boyfriend. The B. Simone voice. I have a boyfriend. So why are you steady trying to get with me? And, like, so we made it to the CNN building. And I said, thank you, sir, for showing me where it is. And he proceeds to walk in with me. And I said, no, I'm good. And he said, I know you're good, but you can be better with me. And I was like, nah, man, like, I'm good. Like, you don't need to follow me anymore. We're here at the CNN building. And he must have known, like, the valet person or whoever the guy was. He was heaven sent as well. And he was chatting it up with him. And he was telling him, oh, this is my new girlfriend. And I was like, dude, I have a boyfriend. I just met you, like, literally 10 minutes ago, my guy. I was getting upset. And the guy was like, you know him? I was like, no, he showed me how to get here. And that guy was like, hey, man, you know, you got it here. It's good. Just leave her alone. And he was like, no, that's my girlfriend. We're going to get married. And I was like, what? And the guy was like, he had to get very forceful with him. And he's like, hey, man, I know you. You cool. But you're going to have to pipe down or I'm going to have to call the law. And that man, when he heard the word law, he was like, oh, okay, okay. And it's just, oh God, it's just crazy. Like, why? I was not dressed any kind of way. Like, I had on all black scrubs and they were like baggy because they were too big. Losing weight, they were too big. My hair, I think it had like a little tiny afro. No makeup, like I was not looking my best, you know. But he was stuck on something. I don't know if it was the vibe I was giving off. I don't know if I was being nice to him when I was the first woman nice to him. I don't know, but I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I don't know, it was just kind of creepy and crazy and God, like it was so crazy. And when I told my boyfriend, he was like, so you trying to tell me you almost got kidnapped? I said, no, I don't think I almost got kidnapped, you know, but thank God it didn't, but it could have went a totally different way. And I thank God, like, every day that it did not. But yeah, that was the first of many MARTA experiences I had. Second one was on my way to work, on my way to Target. And, I was sitting on the train, and I think I was on my way to Target. We just passed Five Points train station on our way to Peachtree. I'm sitting there, and you know how you can feel somebody staring at you? That's how I felt. That's what I felt. And I looked up and there's like this man piercing. Like, I felt like he was piercing through my soul. And, you know, I was probably tired because any other day I just would have ignored it, turned my music up a little louder. So but that day I said, hi, is there something wrong? And he said, oh no, I just wanted to look at you. What's your name? And I said, Jasmine? Like, with a question mark. Like, I didn't know my own name. Like, it could be Carl? Like, but I said, Jasmine. He's like, oh, that's pretty, that's pretty. I said, yeah, okay. And he just kept staring at me. And he finally was at his stop, and I said, thank God. And he said, when can I see you again? And I was thinking, what are you talking about? When can you see me again? I don't know. You got, like, this was a date. Like, so fuck. I said, I have a boyfriend. And he said, it's okay. I've been a side piece before. I can be a side piece again. I said, sir, I'm good. I just need one man to get on my nerves, okay? So it's like, I'm good. And he's like, you sure? You sure? Is he taking care of you? I said, I'm good, man. Like, here's the question, and this is totally not MARTA related at all, but here is the question I have for these Atlanta men. And again, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but when a lady says no, or I'm good, or no thank you, why do you want to keep pressing it on? Like, what do y'all hear? Like, when I say no, do y'all hear maybe? Like, for real. When I get in a stern voice, here's the thing. If I'm calling you my guy, like, if I'm saying, like, yo, my guy, like, nah, man, what makes you think you should proceed? I don't want you. And when I say I have a boyfriend, I'm not lying. And if I am, who gives a shit? I don't want you. Like, Jesus. And the thing is, he was not... I don't even care if he was my type, but he wasn't. Both men were not my type. But if he was, I don't want you to stare at me. Because I'm pretty sure I had on, like, this bushy ass, long black ass wig that you can't brush out anymore, because I felt like I looked like a freaking, what, a demon from the realms of hell. Like, that's... I probably wasn't having a good morning, and you stared at me, did not make it better. It was not a compliment to me. It was a damn, that wig bushy as hell. That's how I felt. So I was just, oh my god, it was so awkward. And I was like, this can't go on. This is so weird and crazy. And the people that I've gotten is more MARTA stories, but I don't have a lot of time. I will probably more than likely do a part two. But Jesus Christ, they've all been way older than me. I'm 26. They've all been probably late 40s, early 50s, late 50s men hitting on me, and I'm just like, dang, like, God, I can't get no man my age to hit on me. How about a lady? I don't how about any body other than a weird man? Like, they were both weird, and I really, in my head, I was thinking, I don't want my family to be on freaking Today Show talking about bringing my daughter back. Like, that's just, it was crazy. It was so crazy. Like, it was crazy. I don't have words to say because it was so crazy. And MARTA, you will meet some of the weirdest people, both in a good and bad way. I met some very artistic, some very talented people on MARTA. If the transit is like an hour or an hour and a half, I've met some very great people. Very funny. I met funny people as well. And I have more stories. There will probably be a part two and a part three to, like, my MARTA adventures. But for tonight, that's it. Jesus. To those two men, if you ever hear this podcast, I hope you find what you're looking for. And to everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and aliens, again, if you're out there and if you hear this podcast, stay blessed. This is a safe place. Please, your constructive criticism, please, if you have them, tell me. I would love to hear it. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear topics that you want me to talk about, because this is about my life, but it can also be about different topics that I love to talk about and that you want me to hear, or that you want to hear me talk about, because I have all kinds of stories from my relationship. To my work to Target. I have everything that you want to hear. Trust me, it's my life. It gets weirder and crazier and funnier. So, stay tuned, brothers and sisters. And again, this is a safe space. And I'm going to leave y'all with one love. And I pray y'all have a good night. And I pray y'all have a good night's sleep. And bless all of you. Bless all of my listeners. And that's it for tonight. One love. Y'all have a good night. Bye. I love you.